The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
No, I like people's songs too much. Amen. Omewoyo mewoya chi mewoya. I want to hear us sing. No band, no backup, so you must sing. Ihe nyere mado mume chi me. Don't clap. Jehove mewoya o. Jehove mewoya. Hallelujah. Asim Jehove mewo ya o. Onye neme me mewo ya. Ah. O Jehove mewo ya. O mewo ya chi me mewo ya. O mewo ya. Jehovah mewo ya o, o mewo ya chi me mewo ya, o mewo ya. Ah. O Jehovah mewo ya, Jehovah mewo ya. Jehovah mewo ya o, o Jehovah mewo ya, ah, echi me, Jehovah mewo ya o, o mewo ya o, o mewo ya, ha ha. O me 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 wo ya o, imana chi me me wo ya, aha. Oh, for the last time, asim Jehove me wo ya o, Jehove me wo ya. You see, if you are not in the habit of remembering the things God has done for you, one day, you see, that is how people wake up and they don't want to do ministry again. Telling you, how can I even do that? It's not possible. This is not me being spiritual. Praise God. So this morning, let me even check the time I started. Okay. I'm not teaching. I'm explaining recount to us. Amen. Praise God. I want to appreciate Pastor Henry. Don't worry, don't scream. I told you we're in solemn service, so it's not rejoice. But nobody's rejoicing today. Amen. I said when I was praying for this message, I said I was going to tell ushers to mob this stage so that I can lie down and worship by the end of the message. But since I did not remember it, I'm wearing black, so it still doesn't matter too. So you see, in this message, by the time we are done, if you want to lie down, nobody's looking at you. Camera people will not snap you. Don't bother. Amen. So I want to appreciate Pastor Henry for giving me this privilege. I want to appreciate Pastor Henry for helping my life. I'm eternally grateful. It's not WhatsApp status eternally grateful. Oh no. Like, this is the real eternally grateful own. And I'm very grateful, sir. Thank you, sir. I want to appreciate God for all of us who are present in Zoe 2020. Amen. Say welcome. Say welcome to your neighbor, if you have one. As a delight, say welcome to that bag. Zoe. Amen. So I came to explain recount to us. You see, it's not a teaching or exegesis meeting. It's just a message to make us aware again of God's goodness. You see, we live in a world where plenty things are trying very hard to show us pepper. Plenty things, so You are solving this one. This one is showing face. You finally now solve this one. Another one says, I'm here. And you see some of these things. You see, it's like, you know, when it rains, it pours. This one is happening. So everything is just happening at the same time. And these things are trying very hard to make sure that you lose count of God's blessings. But not me. Emi na obagam. Not me. Praise God. Praise God though. So we're looking at being able to consciously focus on God's goodness. You see, the things that want to spoil our mind, they don't need our permission. And so someone says, do you know how much dollar is now? It's almost 600 though. You will now calculate. Hey, dollar, 600. Jesus, how much is my salary again? You now check, your salary did not even reach $20 again. You say, Jesus, this world is about to end. Hey, I go get book when I'm mad. What am I trying to say? The things that want to frustrate believers, they don't need your permission to enter your ear. And so you're walking on the road, you hear yellow fever is down killing people. You say, hey, I've not even finished coming out from coronavirus. Say, God, what did we do? The things that want to keep your mind down, they don't need your permission to happen. They are there. You look at them once, you pick them. And because these things happen without your permission, you need to consciously keep God's goodness before you. You see, Romans chapter 12, verse 2 talks to us about renewing our mind. And let me say this. You see, as a believer, if you have not started making a practice of consciously and constantly renewing your mind, I am pitying you. Do you know what I'm pitying you? You don't know what is going on in your mind yet until you're hit with something. Let me ask us this question. Have you ever been in a situation where something happened? You have finished reacting. Before you now ask yourself, is it me that reacted like this? You have finished reacting, though, before you remembered it. Let me tell you what is happening to you. You unconsciously stopped renewing your mind. And you know what happened? The wrong things that I told you that don't take your permission to settle started settling. And when it was time to produce something, you produced what has been settling in your mind. It is a very simple something. It's not even Bible. It's natural things. Papa used to say something. You see, for everybody that was once addicted to pornography, it did not start once, bam. It started gradually. 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 That is how it is. And therefore, as believers, we are sure we are going to heaven. Amen. Because already we are citizens. But you see, we cannot reduce or remove the relevance of constantly renewing our minds, especially for people like us that are in Nigeria. You have to consciously take it upon yourself to remind yourself that this is not, as in, I don't operate like this. And so the place of renewing your mind cannot be removed. Let me tell you, if you think I'm talking of, you see, studying the Bible is part of renewing your mind. But you will understand that even holding one word, see that word we used to joke with, I have what I say. You don't know what that thing is doing to you. You don't know, just continue saying it, you will not understand. As simple as holding one statement, you don't know what those things are doing for you until you get to a point where you need to reproduce, unconsciously still, you will now understand the relevance of constantly putting God's word in your heart. Psalm 103. The psalmist said something. Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2. Do I have media people? Or we should press our Bible? I'm not pressing today. I have that book. Psalm 103. Praise God. Praise God, though. It's a solemn service, but please don't sleep off on me. Hey, your neighbor, don't sleep, oh, please. beg the person for me. Say, please don't sleep. Amen. Psalm 103. Are we there? If you're there, say amen. Okay, praise God. So he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. See, if you must know, learn how to thank God, you must also learn how not to forget all his benefits. So let me tell you one thing there. You see, the message I recommend for us is Pastor's message, Memorials of Goodness. Let me tell you, if you learn how to thank God about things, bad situations will not have weight again for you. You know, in your heart, you'll be saying, what is mama saying? Has she even seen bad situation? I am not saying I have seen bad situation. No. I am not also saying I have not seen bad situation. I am just saying that if you learn how not to forget God's goodness, you see, bad situations will not have weight for you. Praise God. And so the psalmist said, forget not his benefits. Don't forget God's benefits. Don't forget the good things he has done. In this Psalm 103, he listed plenty of what we have in Christ and all. And let me tell you, sure I said I came to talk about physical things. But see, let me tell you, the real heart of thanksgiving comes from remembering what Christ has done for us. That real original heart of thanksgiving. Some of us there, you sat down in your room one day to really, really thank God. You sat down to just say, Father, thank you. You see, Daddy, thank you for the other day. Thank you for this other one. And you catch yourself crying. You see that real heart of thanksgiving? It originates from an understanding of all those things that Christ has done for us. And the psalmist warns us. He says, forget not. And I wrote in my note, I said, there is a need to keep some things constantly, emphasis on constantly, at heart, every day. Every day. You see that statement, God is a good God. You need to say it to the point where it means God is a good God to you. You know the way people are in trouble and they shout, Mommy May. Come to that point where when you stretch, you say, God is a good God. You see, I don't know what you say on your own, but you see me. I say God is a good God 1,001 times. My God is good. Praise God. So we decide not to forget God's goodness. I cannot, how can I? Praise God. And you see, this has to do with, you see, this is, everything in this has to also do with your ability to keep God's word in your heart. See, when the Bible was talking about doers of the word, that he said, if people who look and keep looking, they are not looking at anything. It's you keeping what you know in your head constantly. Philemon 1:6 told us something. He said, you see, being effective in our walk with God is not just by reading it in church and going home. When things hit you, you will understand. And therefore, being effective, like Philemon 1:6 said, it's about knowing and knowing again. That first knowing is the normal knowing. The second knowing again that I'm saying is that knowing that has to do with keeping it constantly in your head. Keep it. Allowing it to gum and stick to your brain is that second knowing. That moment where you know. You see, you know what bias is? Bias is, if no matter what happens, we know it's going to come to this. That's bias. So, if this happens or this happens, however it happens, this is what we want. This is what it is, not even what we want. And so when you know what God has done, to that point where you now know that whatever happens, this is it. You see, at that point, it's not when you come to that point, you now relax. You continue keeping it at heart. You go on and on and on. Praise God. You see, and I said, when I know and say things about God's goodness, it does not increase the goodness. So, share you know. And let me say this. Share you know that when you're remembering God's goodness, Papa used to say, it's not you hailing God. You know, Nigerian movie. You're not hailing Igwe. Now I'm saying, eh? Now be praising him. Now be happy. Say, this one has praised me. 1 year you have got 50,000. You're acknowledging God's goodness. Its effect is not on God. It is on you. So when you're praising God and remembering his goodness, it is not God saying, this my son remembers. Praise God. It is you that it is helping. Praise God. Now, you see, I've already said that things don't take our permission to settle in our minds. And because this is true, we will take conscious effort to push them out. And you see, you don't chase darkness away by saying, hey, this place is too dark. What are we going to do now? Can we start removing the darkness? No. You remove darkness by light. If this whole place goes black, once you just on light, the darkness is not asking you, is it now time for me to go? It knows it's time to go. Praise God. That same way. You see, a lot of us here, glory to God, we are believers, so tongue talking. But you see, a lot of us here, we've had too much of bad experiences that unconsciously, those experiences, they can go away. But they've taken part of our sense small. The word to you today is, the way to pursue darkness is by more light. And you see, the only way to clear those effects is by bringing in the good ones. You see, some of us here, you've been so hot that you are even asking yourself, I don't know if this feeling can ever go away. I'm not sure this feeling can go away. See, I've been angry at somebody one day, and I was very angry. Jesus. Be very angry. You know my anger used to go in seconds. But in those seconds, it was very, 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 very strong. And I was wondering in my heart, I hope this anger can go. For some of us, you've come to that point where things have annoyed you. And you're at that point where the thing is peppering you in your heart and you're wondering, I hope this feeling can go away. You know how to take it away? By bringing in the better feelings. By filling up your heart with the good things God has done. I'm not talking about salvation and justification. No. I'm talking of those days that you woke up and you felt, it's today that we're going to go hungry finally. It is today, nothing. And all of a sudden, you saw Gary, saw granite, saw sugar, saw pure water, drank it, and hunger did not kill you. You even added milk. You have blown. I'm talking of those days you came out and you finished declaring, I have help on my way. And you did not see help, but you got to where you were going to. Yes, so you think I'll say, and you now saw help? No. Finally, help did not come. Your hanky was now soaked with sweat. You are declaring it, Father, I am close to the place I have help. No. Praise God. And finally, you got there. Your leg did not break. You see, when I was looking for internship, praise God. Hallelujah. You know what the ministry has done for us? It has made us too engrossed that even things that bother people no longer bother us. Like they bother us in split seconds. They bother us like this, Jesus. Hey, wait, we have internship. Yeah, it was serious. Then you now remember, I even planning for Rezufat. You know, not life will now continue normal. And result of the word you wrote will come out and people are lamenting. You just lament, Jesus, my name is not on this list. Too. Hey, now wow. Now say, today is even service. So I am talking of those times that you even trusted God. Say, Lord, I receive. And everybody is giving testimony. I want to thank the Lord. The other day, pastor declared, miracle alert, oh, brethren, I got two. He says, my own, you carried. See, I got one in the morning. Before evening, another one came in. Somebody I don't even know. The next morning, somebody now called me again. Say, hey, only one person carried three. First of all, people not even get one. I'm talking of those times that finally don't even get the alert, but hunger did not still kill you. I'm talking of keeping moments like that in your mind. Let me tell you, I used to be very sincere to myself and God. I don't know about you. If I lie to myself and I lie to God, see, my lie is now Lion King. It does not have remedy again. So I used to tell God, anytime he feels like I'm stranded, I'll just calm down and tell God, see, let me tell you. I will tell God, see, let me tell you. You know, if this case gets serious, you know me. God, you know me. I'll just carry this matter on my head and go mad. You know, personally, I don't have packaging. The remaining one remaining, we go. I used to be very sincere. And I may even be crying and saying these things, but I'm very sincere and I mean it. And even if nothing comes out of it, me, hey, you don't know me. What am I trying to say? Believers, we need to come to that point. You see, if you are here and you have an issue that is bothering you, and your mind is giving you option to stay away. Never want to play you, Ojoro. I'm serious. Is he telling you to stay away? You were here. You did not see the solution. Is it not when you stay away that it will come? Is it that the devil wants to play you? Can't you see? To now suggest to you that as you not now have money, don't give commitment with the small one you have so that you can manage it. So you know, so you can even eat at all. You will eat now, won't you eat? And you know, as Christmas is coming, you will also travel. So just keep it. Well, the only thing you do is just stay away from your treasurer. Or just, you understand? See, you know, I'm suggesting to you that, you know, this church thing, Papa will understand. Do you understand? Your treasurer will understand. At least she can explain to Mommy. I will not understand, though. I will not. And then the thing starts to suggest to you. You now start planning it. Like this 5,000 I have now. See, if I use it and take transport. If they ask me, I'll tell them that, see, I really don't have anything. No. Let me tell you, it is the devil trying to play you, Ojoro. Did you hear me? And don't agree. You see, if you let the devil win, you lost. It's not God that lost. He did not lose. He cannot even lose. And so if you allow the devil to supply you with wrong thoughts and you keep it in your head, it is you that lost. Because God cannot lose. And so there's a song that we used to sing as children. I said, I don't want keyboard, Bro Felix. Bro Felix, we are in a solemn service, Bro Felix. Want to pursue the Holy Spirit in this hall. Hey, Bro Felix, we'll lay hands on you. Okay. We are in a solemn service. Don't you understand? So there's a song we used to sing as a child. You see, that time when we used to sing it, it did not make sense until now. The lyrics of the song says, I'll never let the devil win the battle. Never. Instead of the devil to win, let me die. Because if I die, I'll go to heaven. At least it's even better. But you see, devil, he can never win. Never. But you see the problem. If you let him win, he will be happy. He will rejoice and win happily. But you see me, never. Cannot win me. In this in this world that I have come out in. No. It's not possible. Praise God. You see, the psalmist, I like this psalmist. It shows that, as I mean, this psalmist had light. He would have been struggling for road with Apostle Paul. Sure, you know. He said some strong things in that psalm. Praise God. And so let's look at Psalm 74. Praise God. Are you getting blessed? Even if you are not, I'm going to ask you because Papa used to ask it. Amen. Psalm 78. I'll read from verse 4. Are you there? Okay, please press us. Open your Bible. Anyone, punch your Bible. Praise God. Okay, that's sure. Thank you. He says, we will not hide from them. Now, this is talking about the children of Israel and their ancestors. He says, we will not hide. I never read verse 4. You just jump immediately. Person that is pressing this computer, forgive me if I offended you. Amen. Verse 4 said, we will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works and that works that he has done. Verse 5, for he has established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Now, he goes on and on and on. Now, this used to be the character of the Israelites. You know, there's this time when they crossed, I think, Jordan, and the Lord asked them to do a memorial. So they had to get 12 stones, the 12 tribes of Israel, and they placed it. And the Bible said that in that Joshua, I think Joshua chapter 4 or so, he said, why we are putting this thing here is to remind us how God took us through this path. Praise God. How God took us through this path. So the children of Israel, they had this character from the beginning of, if God does something for us, let's try and remember it. But you see, they did not even sustain that character. Because people that God divided Red Sea for, and they now passed that Red Sea and entered the desert and became hungry, wanted to eat up our brother Moses. Somebody did not do them anything. You see, what used to cause that kind of thing is this thing I'm telling you this morning. I want you to think. Take 1 minute. Think of what you will consider the greatest thing God has done for you. I'm not talking about the gift of salvation, spiritual. I'm talking of physical thing that God did. Think. Think of that thing that you considered big that God did. You will find out that when that thing happened, if it's not something that is recent, if you consider when that thing happened, and now, you will remember that there was a time when another thing came up and you felt troubled extraordinarily. Let me tell you what happened. For a while, you forgot that God has done something like this before. Just for a while. Maybe finally you forgot until God finally did that other one again. Or maybe you now remembered and you felt better. You know, you felt better to even pray. And you now prayed. And you now declared words. But let me tell you. See, the children of Israel, they had this character. When you go down in this Psalm 78, you will see. When you go further, from verse 11, he said, verse 9 said, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. Marvelous things he did in the sight of their fathers, in the land he divided. He now starts to list all the good things that God has been doing for these people. And all of a sudden, for something simple, they forgot again. And so, brethren, you see, we are too quick to remember bad things. I heard of an illustration of a man, of a child that asked whether the father or somebody elderly and said, Why do people remember bad things more than good things? The man said, well, I'll answer you. He said, get me a plain sheet of paper. They got it. He brought a pen and dotted the paper. I said, what can you see? He said, you dotted the paper. And I said, that's the problem. You did not see the white space. You just saw the dotted paper. People are too quick to remember that this one happened. And the way Papa said it in Memorials of Goodness. See, a lot of people, if you are here, and let me say it, and you keep diary of wrong things, the devil has started winning you already. I'm telling you. You want, you take it. You want, don't take it. Let me tell you. Why are you keeping diary of wrong things? Why? You want to be remembering them. You have the date everybody died. Have the date of every wrong thing. You know the funny thing? Some of those dates, you don't even have one single date of a good thing. The only bad things you have dates that this one happened. Have dates that your result was released and you failed. You have dates that you finally wrote admission for 5 years. You have wrote jam. You have dates of all the wrong things. You have dates. Every of the heartbreaks you had, you have dates for them. 21st of June, 1992. The next one, 5th of May, 2002. You have dates. If they tell you to tell the story, you can tell the story fresh. You have everything intact in your head. You see, let me tell you. The reason why people don't heal from hurt, I'm not talking about boy and girl hurt. I'm talking about even believer and believer hurt. So anytime you remember the hurt, you are very, 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 very angry. You cannot even remember anything good again. This is the reason. People are too quick to remember bad things. So you see, let me tell you, if you have a diary that where you write only bad things, let me tell you what to do. It's very simple. Go home. See that diary. Don't tear it. Burn it. Two options. Either you burn it. But if you burn it, they will now ask, what are you burning? Look at what you will do. If you live alone, you can burn it. Nobody will ask you anything. But if you live where people will ask you, carry a bucket of water inside your room. Soak the paper inside it. Forget it there. Leave the paper inside there. Get a new paper, a new jotter, and start writing dates of good things. See, one day I sat down, one of the Obajuo Doro days, I brought book and said, today, let us list, at least. I told myself, today, I will list at least 20 things God has done in that year. So I started listing. I was not writing numbers. I was copying it as notes. I was not writing 1, 2. I was just writing. I write and put full stop. I was writing. I found myself rejoicing. I'm not talking of, you know, people are very spiritual. I'm not talking of doing agali in my room. I was talking of laughing and being happy. I'm telling you, is this in it? I don't know whether it's spiritual. I told you, I did not come here to talk about spiritual things. I came to talk, remind you of physical things. And I was listing them. I was just writing. I wrote this one and I smiled. Say, yes, it's true. I wrote another one. I say, I didn't even remember this other one. And I wrote it. I say, the other one. And I wrote it. And I was writing them. By the time I was done, you know how it is now. You are praying in tongues. Say, Father, thank you. You see, by the time you do things like this, there is this confidence that comes from your inside. You see this one. There are things that I remember. As Pastor Jovita, do you remember how you moved to pharmacy? Remember that period? It was one of those Obajuo Doro periods. You know, times that you know that God, let me just tell you the truth. If you don't do this one, we have lose. Do you want us to lose? Just ask him. Do you want us to lose? You want people to laugh at us. Is that what you want? I know you don't want it, so just do it. Come and do this thing. Do this thing. Let's move on. And I'm telling you, when it comes to times like that, I consciously remind myself of the things God has done. I cannot lose count. You see, I'm an Igbo girl. Sorry if you are not Igbo here. I sing plenty of Igbo songs. Anytime they sing any Igbo song in English, I tell myself, the English one is not sweet. I have to sing it in Igbo. Praise God. And so when I sing songs like that, it makes me happy. I have the joy of the Holy Ghost, I'm not doubting. But it makes me happy. And so some people, some of my friends, or some of the people that know me, if you ask them, I've never been angry in my entire life. If you ask them, they'll tell you this one. So one day, where was that? I think it was in my house. They were forcing me. Oh yeah, shout at somebody when you are angry. Let's see how you are going to shout. They have not seen me shouting at. Amen. Amen. You did not hear that. Glory to God. Amen. You see, when we open up ourselves to bad events, let me tell you what you're opening up yourself to. Depression. You ever found out that those people that write depression notes, they write useless things. Things that when you read, you just say, has he finished? So this is why this person killed herself or himself in this sweet world. You know the funny thing? Sometimes when you read that thing there, what you are passing through is even more than the thing. One of that I know that committed suicide, let me tell you his reason. That since their father died, his uncles have not been taking care of them. Wait now. And that he now had extra year in school. And I say this mumu. She subscribed. It's just that God is not man. If it is me that is God, I should just enter heaven. Angels begin to flog the. What kind of stupid reason is that? Your uncle, you know, some of you here, you don't even know your uncles. When you now come back to them and say, Mr. Ma, come. Do you know this person? They say no. Say, this is your father's younger brother, the one that your mother senior. Say, uncle, welcome, sir. Best in we go. You don't even know your uncles and your aunties. They don't even know you. And this one, you know, the way it was sounding, it looks like they were taking care of them before the father died. So when the father now died, they now stopped taking care of them. And then he now failed some courses in school. He said, child! Imagine reason. Oh. Some of us, when you check your result and you have F, you just pray in tongues back to your hostel. Say, save me. F. These people don't know something. No. How can I get F? Man? Some of us here, if not for the supernatural, you have given up on going to university. Say, God, let's now stay at home. Since this jam cannot come, I cannot kill myself now. And life, you know, you don't even think of killing yourself. You just felt bad that, you've not gotten admission. But even if they ask you, do you now want to kill yourself? Do you even say, blood of Jesus, because of admission, me kill myself. Because of, why? Why am I saying this? You see, some of these things, the reason why those people are depressed is because they gave thought to useless things. Praise God. They give thoughts to useless things. Very recently, I had challenges for relocating. I was telling Minister Rose that I almost got depressed. That particular day, I was just in my room. Hey, God, I say, these people will come and throw me out of this house. And I sat down in my room. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do anything. And I just, you know that kind of thing, you consciously, I want you to understand that this is something you consciously do. Forget that we are rejecting the way where he said. If he said like this, if you even remember the way you do. I'm serious. Your pastor will now call you, say, this will cannot allow somebody to rest. What is all this now? When it sets, you will understand why I said emphasis on conscious. And so that day I sat down in my room and I told myself, I said, you will die here. And I asked myself, so what am I going to do now? See, if I start rejoicing now, my leg cannot move. So let me, this is what I'm telling myself. And I told myself, so let me look for what to start declaring. It now enter me. I can now start rejoicing. So I started. I said, I cannot. I said, Amaka, you know you can't be stranded. And I started explaining it to myself. I said, see, you don't have house yet. There's even possibility now that this caretaker will come one day and bang on your door and say, bring out your things. And you know, you now come out, you don't know where to sleep again. And I said, no, but I cannot be stranded. I said, Amaka, you cannot be stranded. Understand. Don't you understand? I cannot be stranded. Even if it looks like I'm stranded. But finally, I'll find out that I'm not really stranded. I'm going to find somehow how to do this thing. I can't be stranded. I cannot be stranded. How can I even be stranded? Is it possible? I said, no, I can't be stranded. And I started facing up around in my room. I said, I can't. So those of you that have roommates, I don't know how you do it. If I have roommates, we cannot stay together. Because I used to be mad some seasons of my life. I say, no, I can't be stranded. How can I even be stranded now? No, I can't be stranded. Think of it. I say, no, I can't be stranded. And that day, I just caught myself praying in tongues. I said, no. You see this thing? I said, God will help me. I have the help of the Lord. And I remember the word the Lord gave me in November. I said, I will fix this. And I said, yes, God will fix this particular one. And I kept declaring it. I said, God will fix this. And I declared it and declared. I said, my neighbors where I moved out from, they are very sure that this girl smokes. Because I stay in my room sometimes and scream, hey! I'm telling you. And you know the problem, sometimes the message I'm listening to is very low on volume, so they're not even hearing it. And I now scream. And I declared it and declared. I said, God will fix this. Let me tell you, as I was saying this, I don't even know how it's going to happen. I just declared it up and down. And as I'm declaring it, something in my mind tells me, how will it even happen? I said, I don't know. God will fix it. He's going to get this one done. Praise God. And I have come to tell you, see, consciously remember what God has done. Consciously. Make every effort. Hey, Jesus. Like, I've told you what to do. Bring paper and start writing it out. I'm telling you, I had a book when I said, I entered 2020 and I listed things. And as they happen, I go back and I tick them. As I look at them, I look at the places where there are goods. And I flip, I say, yes, God did this one. I flip again. Let me tell you, sometimes in a particular place, is only one good. I look at it and say, yes, God did this one. I start looking for another good. I flip. I say, yes, I've seen another good. God did this one. If you don't know what to do, get paper, get pen. Start writing the things God has done. If you cannot remember them, at least the hunger that hunger you did not kill you. Amen. No, I mean, you don't know hunger used to kill. You think hunger don't used to kill? Don't worry, until you stay hungry for 2 weeks. By that time, you cannot even talk. You just raise up your hand, it will fall down. You, Pastor Chidi said, you will now be seeing your ancestors. They will now be passing. Those people, they used to gist you in pictures. Say, this is your great-grandfather. You now see him to pass. Say, this is your great-grandmother's mother. I say, to pass. They will be passing. 2 weeks, you've not eaten. At least hunger did not kill you. At least the sick person that you finally lost, you are beginning to heal. Glory to God. At least those bad situations that took away people from your life, you did not follow them and go. Amen. Oh, Abi, you don't know that people die and other people follow them and die due to emotional hurt. You don't know. I'm not telling you Nigerian movie. Oh, people, someone will die today. The people the person left cannot survive, so they follow and die. It happens. So it's not witchcraft. Oh, they cannot take it and they die. They just wake up and wake them and they've gone. At least you did not follow those people and die. At least that lack found a way. If there is nothing else to remember, at least you are seated here. even if there is nothing else to remember. You see, let me tell you, you see, all those moments I call Obajuodoro moments. When it hits like that, I explain God's goodness to myself. You know, you don't just remember it randomly. You need to explain it. Because at that moment, you're not even remembering it. I explain it to myself. And I am very confident that if he did it before. See this one. Oberoku. Some small something. Praise God. And Papa said in that message, he said, even if you have 10 bad days in a whole 365 days, it's not a bad year. And I added to my own. And even if the whole 365 days looks bad, at least I passed through the 365 bad days. At least you did not kill me. Every day we come with its own trouble. To look like that day is the final, I'll still pass. Another day we come, it will look like, you see this one, no more, this is the end. I will still pass. Have you forgotten? Hey. Those times, hey, Jesus. And it looks like, see this one. Oh, this one is the AJ Chogwa of the all of them. No more. But finally, somehow, like all of a sudden, you just slept and woke up. You see, let me tell you, if you hear stories going on around in the world, you will know that to close your eyes in sleep, it's in the don't know to tell you. And to go out and come in and call somebody and say, are you at home? Say, yes, I'm coming. And you get to that place. It's miracle. You don't know. Let me tell you, even if you don't have any miracle this year, but the fact that you passed through supernaturally through this year, it's not small. If you think it's small, people begged for, you don't know. I'm not telling you what I heard. People begged for food. If you have anything you can give me, see, food has finished in my house. Help me. And let me tell you, maybe you're here and saying, which people, myself, I begged, at least you begged and you saw. People begged, did not see. Yes, so some people begged, they did not see. At least you begged. Let me tell you, if you feel that your life is bad, go and ask around so that you will know. Praise God. You see, God is a good God, though. My God, I'm not talking about salvation, no. I'm not talking about Christotis. I'm not talking about the kindness of God and the justification. I am talking about things that God has done. He said, and I told somebody that God is a good God. Or the person said, Otu and Dogede. I now asked the person, I can compare myself with you. If you you will know that God. If you know where I'm coming from, and measure it from where I am, you will follow me and say, your God is truly a good God, though. Because you don't know where I'm coming from. Praise God. And this morning, we're going to take time. You see why I told you this is a solemn service? No band, though. No music. We're going to sit down. Don't stand. You know, if you know me, I like to sit down. We're going to sit down and sing to God. Praise God. God is a good 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 God, though. God is a good God. And you see, for those times, it looked like, you see, this one happened and nothing still came out of it. At least you came out of it. Yes, you did. If you look around you, you see, this is not me trying to tell you to start comparing yourself with people. Those people that died, though, they are not here today. That's not what I came here to tell you. I came to ask you to look into your life. Check yourself first, Godi, and see what God has done. At least hunger did not kill you. At least you're seated down in Zoe. See, even if you have that big family problem, at least the family problem did not stop you from coming for Zoe. You are here today. You see, God is a good God. God is a good God. If you don't know, Pastor Maka is telling you, consciously remember what God has done. Hey, Jesus. Consciously be remembering it as you are sitting down. Remember those times. It looks like, see, this one I've passed. Let's just forget it. All of a sudden, something good is coming out. Remember that your business, that even yourself in your mind, they have given up on you. Say, no. Let's change. God, tell us another thing to do. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's an Igbo song again we are going to sing. Do you know how to sing? Who knows how to sing it? If you know how to sing it, wave. Jehovah. Nobody. Jesus Christ. Mesoma Yanile. Omesomo. Who knows how to sing it? Nobody. This is serious. So. These people are not old time believers. So. Hey, Ngesi Kuachi. Jehovah Mesoma Yanile. Omesomo. It's a simple song. Can we learn it? What it means is, how do I pay God back for all the good things he has done? Well, let's not sing, teach it. It's not a teaching session. But let's sing the one we know. Mesomaya nebemno. Mesomaya nebemno. Mesoma Jesus nebemno. Oh Baruba Ewo Mesomaya Nelisimo Mesomaya Nebemno Mesoma Jesus Nebemno. We're going to take a short time to worship. Oh, Baruba Ewo. Don't clap. Mesomaya nebemno. Mesomaya nebemno. Mesoma Jesus nebemno. Nkoba mesoma ya ochigabo mankoba ya geji o nkoba mesoma ya o. Thank you Jesus. Mankoba ya o Asimun koba meso maya o. Adada hadia. Man koba ya o. Shika. Asimun koba meso maya o. Chigabo. Man koba ya o. Hey. Nkoba mesomaya mesomaya o nkabia nemeremo asimu nkoba mesomaya o nkoba mesomaya o Nkoba nchekwa boneche mo. Oh, mankoba ya. Oh, nkoba mesoma ya. Oh, hey, haha. Hey, nkoba mesoma ya. Oh, nkoba mesoma ya. Oh. Oh, man, koba ya, oh, hey, koba mesoma ya, oh, shadalabaha, Nkoba mesa maya o. Nkoba mesa maya o. Nkoba mesa maya o. Nkoba mesa maya o. Hey, anada. Hey, ha ha. Nkoba mesa maya o shabalada. Nkoba mesa maya o. 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 Mesa maya o. Iyane mere mo. Nkoba nchekwa vaneche mo. Ha ha. Nkoba mesa maya o. Mesa maya o, nkoba mesa maya o. Hey, bankoba ya o. Hey, nkoba mesa maya o. Mesa maya o, mesa maya o. Hey, asim nkoba nchekwa maya o. Iya ne mere mo, munezi nu na mo. Hey, nkoba mesa maya o. Hey, mankoba ya o. Hey, asim nkoba mesa maya o. Nkoba mesa ma, mesa ma ne meso mo. Hey. Oh, nkoba mesa maya o. Nkoba mesa maya o. Oh, nkoba mesa maya o. Nkoba mesa maya o. Nkoba mesa maya o. Mesa maya o, nkoba mesa maya o. Hey, oh, nkoba mesa maya o. Mesa maya o, nkoba mesa maya o. Hey, nkoba mesa maya o. Oh, nkoba mesa maya o. Hey, shahada la daba. Ia habala dale kebo sia tata hata yada. Ia lo sia dala gaba baba sia tata handia. Ele baba sia na hadala baba. We are taking time to worship Jesus. Ia le do sia gaba la dala baba sia tata. Eke le do sia bana ya donze le tata. Barado jie kudia da 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 ha. E kaba la da la baba bashia da da handia. E rada da dia da da na liya basha ta da da dia ha. O shika taba da legede. O yo da 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 dia ga da da la baba shia da 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 handa. E loga bara ta da liya da da ha. Hey, we're going to take another song. Oh, when I remember the goodness of God. And his mercies upon my life. Oh, his loving kindness, hey, upon my. Oh, be like doubting. Oh, God's let's sing the song again. When I remember the. Hey, ha ha ha. Oh, and his mercies upon. Oh, ha ha. He's loving kind. Oh, hey, hey, hey. I feel like shouting. Oh, Godziri, my Godziri. You've been faithful. Hey, from the ages past. Oh, Shiata. That is why your name. Why your name, oh. Oh, you be faithful, Lord. Hey! Oh, Jesus, you be faithful, Lord. From the ages past, oh. Shahatala de hika balo siatata. Elele do shiade. Oh, you've been faithful, Lord. You are faithful, God. Faithful, God. Hey, kabala basuni atatale. Hey, yabale. Iyalabale kelo shiadala dadiadale de. Iya balosi atata, eh, you be faithful, eh, balosi atata, iya la balosi aleke telede, abaradonzi atata, from the ages past, that is why your name, oh, is forever. Jehovah, you've been faithful, God. See, don't get tired. We are just starting. Oh, no, mommy. Hey! Hey, hey. Oh! That is why your name, that is why your name, we're going to sing that song I sang when I before I started. O mewo yo mewo ya, chi mewo ya. Oh ihe nyiri mado mume. Jehove mewo ya o. Oh mewo ya o. Imana jove mewo ya o. Oria doctor na pugi gwa o. Hey. That must carry you away. You have finished planning in your heart. Let's now stay away. But God came through. God came through. Jehovah Mewoya. Oh, Jehovah Mewoya. Jehovah Mewoya. Jehovah, Ewoya. Jehovah, Ewoya. Jehovah, Ewoya. Hey, this God is good. Oh, Jehovah, mewo ya o. Oh, Jehovah, mewo ya o. Ha, ha, ha. Obinigwe, mewo ya o. Oh, mewo ya, chime, mewo ya o. Oh, mewo ya. Imana Jehovah. Those family battles he fought. Those crazy financial provisions. That emotional strength he supplied. Oh, Shahat Halada. Hey, Jehovah, me, yao. Hey, Jesus. Jehovah, me, yao. Hey, hada, daddy, hada, 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 do, shiata. Jehovah, me, yao. That's your sibling he saved. Hey, Jehovah, me, yao. That protection, that preservation. Jehovah me wo yao. For strengthening our hearts over.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.